really be here. Let us think for just a little while that we have really come to this very, very auspicious place. We are situating at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan in the month of Kartik. It's the last day and the most one of the many most holy days of the Kartik months. It's the Ras Purnima. It is on this day where the Rasa dance will take place in Giriraj Govardhan's shelter. And we are here by the great, great blessings of Srila Prabhupada, who has carried us somehow through our life. These blessings have carried us through our life and brought us here. We also have a pujari who is very, very dear to all the devotees, because since many, many years he so faithfully worships Radha Syam Sundar. Radha Syam Sundar, I don't know if you are aware, the deities where Srila Prabhupada said that all other deities he installed are expansions of Radha Syam Sundar. And Mukunda Prabhu told me that in Vrindavan there is a saying. The saying is, if you want to see Radha and Krishna, go to the temple, the Krishna Balaram temple, and see Radha and Krishna on the altar. So their pujari is here, and the deities are also here with us. It is a very auspicious situations, and a very auspicious situation. Now I would like to explain why it was my desire to perform initiations on this day. In Srila Sanatan Goswami's Krishna Lila Stava, it says that four people go for sure home back to Godhead. The one who is born in Vrindavan Dham, the one who dies in Vrindavan Dham, and the third is the one who is cremated in Vrindavan Dham. Now, none of the initiates are in the three categories, at least not to our knowledge. Knowledge means we never know the future. But Sanatana Goswami mentions that a fourth category goes back to Godhead. And this is are the ones who are getting their initiation in Vrindavan. So we have very, very fortunate Vaishnavas. I certainly consider myself very unqualified. I am just trying to be a good servant of my spiritual master. But for sure at the end of the month of Kartik we begin to understand there's good reason to be humble, because one is humbled. But it doesn't matter, even though I'm giving the initiation today, I can gladly step aside and say, this is Giriraj who is, has arranged all this. This is Srila Prabhupada who has arranged it. It's very, very obvious to me. So I want to also say that I'm very happy for each single one of you who gets initiated today. I'm really, you're the most fortunate. There are no words. And it must be that Krishna loves you very much. otherwise such an arrangement would not work. This is not us doing it or us planning it. Even the fact that someone comes to Vrindavan is not due to his own plan where he buys a ticket and comes to Vrindavan. It is by the invitation of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, it is impossible to come here. So, you all have been brought by the invitation of Srimati Radharani, and I'm most fortunate to be able to hold this sacrifice today. Also, one sentence. I'm at the end of my Kartik Vrata, and this is the time when I'm most moved in my Krishna conscious life, so I hope that I will explain everything properly and not just start jumping up and dancing in ecstasy at the banks of Radhakund, at the banks of Govindakund. Now I would like to ask give everything over to our Mukunda Prabhu. He will be the performing priest and he will guide all of us in the ceremony. I request our guests to very attentively participate in the ceremony. Those of you who are already initiated, please see it as a ceremony whereby which you can reconfirm and rededicate yourself to the sacred path of Krishna consciousness. Those who are just other guests, please actively participate in this. Don't just ask yourself the questions, what will be the new names? Please totally participate in the ceremony. And I must, before giving the microphone to Mukunda, say, I forgot to say this. I'm very, very happy that Sindhu is initiated, because she is one of the oldest devotees us, and I'm exceedingly happy that her very qualified and devoted husband Rakesh, who is a jewel of Vaishnavas, this man has done service and is just thinking of service. He's all his pores in his body are about service. So I'm very honored to be with both of you today here, and we are very, very happy and that this takes place. And the last thing, the Vaishnavas came. Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj with the 200, how do they say, Karasho devotees. Karasho means, of course, Karasho is the Russian. Or something unusual. They have come and they have blessed all of us. This will be good. Mukunda Prabhu, let us, who's our mic man? Let us give this to Mukunda Prabhu. Yeah.
Where should I place it? Yeah, we'll explain something. Yes. Hare Krishna. It's not the one you brought, no? This is other day. Yeah, dusra diya tha. Thank you. Gurve Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So, as Maharaj already explained, it is our good fortune to be at this most wonderful place in Braj. And as we know that for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Braj and Gaur Mandalbhumi are most important places, and amongst all the places in Braj, Govardhan is certainly one of the most important places, because so there we have the most important places, Sisi Radhakund and Shyamakund, where Radha and Krishna perform their most intimate pastimes, where the other devotees of or associates of Krishna may not be coming there, like Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mai. They are usually not coming to Radhakund and Shyamakund. And also the friends of Krishna, his very dear friends, only the most confidential friends of Krishna, they will go to Radhakund and Shyamakund. So as I came here day before yesterday, and yesterday I was meditating on our good fortune to be here and appreciating that we are here very near Radhakund and Shyamakund are not very far. And as we were discussing also in Maharaj, that ultimately our goal is to be there. But we always have to be humble and approach the highest goal with great humility. So, and we are here assembled for the initiation which Maharaj is going to give to the very fortunate souls. And first of all, it is explained that when we have a ceremony, any ceremony, that is always divided into three parts. The first part, that is called Purvanga Karma or Koshandika, preliminary activities. We will start that in 2 minutes. That is by performing Achman for purification. Myself also, I will perform Achman. And then you also will have to perform Achman. I will help you with that. So because Krishna is Satchidananda Swarup, he's completely transcendental. His body is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. And in order to approach him, so we have to be also transcendentally situated. For that purpose, of course, you're getting initiated. But that should be in a purified state. Of course, you have been already chanting and performing devotional service under his wonderful guidance. But just like when you worship the deities, although we are already engaged in devotional activities, but because we are still conditioned, we are still under the modes of material nature. So therefore, whenever we are worshipping the deities, we have to perform Achman for purification. So also whenever there is a ceremony, we have to perform Achman for purification. So I will chant different mantras for auspiciousness, and including the Maha Mantra, and we will have also Kirtan, because that is the Yuga Dharma. And all the worship of the Lord or the ceremonies, they have to be accompanied by the chanting of the holy names. Just like when Prabhupada installed the deities in Krishna Balaram temple, so he was telling his devotees that we will install the deities by performing Abhishek and chanting the holy names. Of course, ultimately, it is because of Prabhupada's desire that Gonita Krishna Mama Radisham manifested. But when we have the ceremony, so Abhishek is performed, and then Kirtan has to be performed. A wonderful, enthusiastic Kirtan. Only a few days before the ceremony, he also told the devotees, we should invite the local brahmanas to perform the pram pratishtha ceremony according to rules and regulations, otherwise they will not recognize us. But still the most important activity will be the chanting of the holy names. Of course, with under the guidance of the pure devotee. And we will do a simple puja, Ganda Pushpa Dubdip Naivedya, offering of incense, flowers, ghee lamp and some sweets, and to invoke the blessings of Sri Guru, the spiritual master, Guru Parampara, Shishi Gonitai, and here we have Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and Sisi Radha Shama Sundar or Radha Kanhaiya Lal, because that is most important. So we need the mercy of the Guru, but also the previous Acharyas, Mahaprabhu, his associates, and Radha Krishna and their associates. So this is called Purvanga Karma. And after that, so that is the first part. Then the second part, which is the main part, that is the initiation, Maharaj will ask the devotees to come forward and they have to promise in front of the deities, in front of Maharaj, that they will follow the rules and regulations. They will chant the holy names and then he will give the name. So that is the main activities. Main activity and giving the Gayatri mantras to those who are taking second initiation. So that is the main activity. And then also as part of that we'll be chanting, will be after that when he has given the names, and you will have to change your Kantimala also, the first initiates. After that we will perform Yajna, the Yajna. So that is actually the third part. In the beginning we worship Guru, Gauranga and Krishna by offering flowers and incense, ghee lamp and so on. And then afterwards, at the end again, there's an offering of oblations to the same personalities we have worshipped in the beginning, Sri Guru, Gauranga, Krishna and all their associates. That is called Vaishnav Homa or Udicha Karma, concluding activities. So first of all, we should perform Achman. I will do Achman myself, and then we only have two Achman cups here, but what's that? I'll leave cups, it's a little difficult, but no problem. I will guide you and we will do it, no problem. Maharaj has Achman cup also.
This really looks like a scene from the spiritual world, you know. This is so much a timeless scene. It's so absolutely stimulating and for one's thoughts and Krishna consciousness. It's just the best. Hare Krishna. This initiation ceremony is different from others due to the especially sacred environment which we have. The essential elements of the initiation are, of course, always the same. It is a commitment by both the disciple as well as the spiritual master to the ultimate goal of the spiritual journey. It is the same in all places. But this place deserves special mention, especially because here a very famous initiation took place in which we can discover three elements which will make our spiritual journey successful. I'm referring to the initiation of a very fortunate soul who was known in this world as Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy who was nearby herding his cows, and who saw an exalted soul who was lost in love for Radha and Krishna every day. So this exalted soul saw good qualities in Gop Kumar and decided to give him an initiation at the site of Giriraj by the banks of the Yamuna. Here Yamuna used to flow, so we are also at the banks of the Yamuna here. So he received his mantra and he became a traveler. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the sacred mantra which will be given to all of you who are initiated makes the soul run after Krishna. In other words, an earnest, serious journey starts. So the rest of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, from which I'm quoting, is describing to us the, I could almost say, adventures or the stations which that fortunate soul underwent until finally he went back home, back to Godhead. So today also with this initiation, I do hope that you all will start to run after Krishna and that you will go through your individual journey and your individual stations and see ultimate success. That is to develop love in your heart where now other things are love for Krishna. Now in this journey, as we can learn from the story of Gop Kumar, there are three powerful elements which helped Gop Kumar to come to the highest state. And it is about these three powerful elements where I would like to talk in this initiation lecture. There is first the mercy of the spiritual master. The second is the holy name, and the third is the power of Vrindavan Dham. Let us look at each of these three individually and learn what these elements can do in our lives and how we can be connected to these three elements. Let us first start with the mercy of the spiritual master, because this is how it started in Gop Kumar's journey. The spiritual master is described as Mukunda Preshta, someone who is very dear to Mukunda, the Lord who can give us the necessary liberation from the terrible samsara in this material world. He is very dear to Lord Mukunda, the spiritual master. And and Krishna has invested in him a certain potency, so that the spiritual master is really known as Karuna Vigraha. Karuna means the mercy or compassion, and Vigraha means the form. Another exalted soul has happened to arrive here. Welcome, Jainitai. We are very happy that you are coming to make this ceremony a full success. Haribol. So, when water freezes, it takes the form of ice. In the same way, when the Lord Krishna becomes very compassionate to us fallen conditioned soul, his compassion will take on the form of the spiritual master. Not eyes, but the spiritual master. No? Water, by the influence of cold, cold temperature, becomes ice. In the same way, the Lord, under the influence of deep, deep compassion for the fallen souls, takes the form of the spiritual master, through which this mercy, or through whom this mercy of the Lord can be tangibly experienced. It can become tangible. That means you can touch it. For instance, we can all reveal our mind in confidentiality to Krishna, but it becomes more tangible when we go to a spiritual master and say, my mind is like this, I'm feeling like this, please do correct me if it is necessary. In other words, it becomes very practical. It becomes very concrete. So the mercy of Lord Krishna becomes very concrete when he invests it into one of his dear devotees. And here I would like to bring your attention a little bit to a philosophical point which will force you to think very deeply. The Lord is called as Samasti Guru. That is the sum total of Guru. He is the original Guru. It's only him who is speaking the Gita and teaching as the Jagat Guru, the whole universe, what they should do to come to him. Savaramang Parijaja and all of his wonderful teachings. Huh? But the Lord will take certain individuals and invest in them his Karuna Shakti. These individuals are called Vyasti Gurus, and they become carriers of the Karuna Shakti, of that compassion and mercy, and therefore, because they are carriers, they become Karuna Vigraha. You know, this pot is now a carrier of water, and therefore we call it, it's a water pot, an Achman pot. No? In the same way, an individual becomes the carrier of the Lord's mercy, and then he is known as the Guru, or the Karuna Vigraha, the form who carries the mercy. Not a water pot, but a mercy pot, if you so want. This is what a Vyasti or individual guru is. And I have a very, very amazing surprise for all of you. You should all become a mercy pot, I wanted to say. You should all become carriers of the Karuna Shakti of Lord Krishna, and in this way enhance his prestige as Mukunda, the one who can give liberation. A devotee, especially our Brahmin initiated devotees who have proven their knowledge in our scriptures. They have taken a test. They are now ready to become water pots. Mercy pots, carrier of the Karuna Shakti of the Lord. And this is what initiation also means. You are given a present now. Please give it also to others. Now, I wanted to say this in the beginning. How do we approach a spiritual master so that the mercy continues to come? If we want to approach a spiritual master, we should always keep in mind he may have many things to give, knowledge or his interesting personality, and so on and so forth. But what we really want is Krishna. Krishna se tomar, Krishna ditapar, we say, Krishna is yours, my dear Lord, please give him to me. And this is why we approach him as a mercy carrier. We want that mercy from him very, very much above all else. That is very important in our relationship. And for this, we always need to have a very humble position in our life. Lord Krishna talks about this in the Gita, and we have often read this verse, Tadvidi Pranipatina Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadiksyanti Tegyan Gyanina Stadvadashina. Now that we go in a humble form, we go in a humble mood to our spiritual master, we offer him service, and we ask our relevant questions, which will help and empower us to move forward in our path. So, the spiritual master is one of the elements in Gop Kumar's journey. The second element is the holy names. Holy names, holy names is a vast subject. I want to briefly touch it. The holy name also needs to be served every day by the devotee as his primary service to Krishna, because it's the holy name who is Krishna's incarnation in this age of Kali, to bestow auspiciousness to the fallen soul. Now you can only chant the holy name, Radhe, Radhe. You can only chant the holy name in a certain mood. We should dress ourselves each day in this mood. One part of our dress should be humility. The second, humility means to recognize our need and our disqualification. These two things. I need Krishna, but I'm so disqualified. I'm almost very disqualified. I'm almost too much unqualified. No? So this is in the mood in which this mood of humility, where you see your need and your simultaneous disqualification, can give you everything in bhakti. I want to say one observation which I have made here in Braj, and I think many of you have the same observation. Have you noticed that sometimes in Braj you feel very unqualified? Have you noticed this? You really honestly think, I'm not even a shadow of a Vaishnava. And you really feel, maybe I should start material life that would be more honest. To disguise myself as a Vaishnava is just too much, you know, of a lie. Sometimes we feel like this, no, or you're too shy to admit. Yes, one really feels very, my God, I'm very deeply disqualified. Have you noticed that you may go to bed like this, with this feeling that there is nothing which can help me, and next morning you are the most blissful person in the universe? Have you noticed this contradiction? No? Not yet? What? Not observed. And you have not realized it. My dear devotees, any devotee who has any experience of Vrindavan knows about this almost mystical truth. You feel yourself wretched. And you really, it's no longer a romantic idea. Oh, I should be a little humble. I'm a little fallen. Yes. Not so much fallen, but a little, you know. No, but when you really feel it, then you have entered the gates of immortal bliss. Because You can only get the experience of Krishna consciousness when you feel that way. Dainya is that feeling where you really feel unqualified. No longer romantically, oh, it's in, we hear it so often. Mukunda Prabhu said it on my initiation, we must be humble. Okay, humble, 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 yoo-hoo, humble, humble, humble. Yes, yes, pranam. And then when someone steps on our foot, ah, why did you dare to step on my foot? You know, this is not the humility we speak about. Being shown that you are a soul encased in a body and a mind which are not fully under your control is a humble experience. And from this experience, oh, all the gifts of Krishna consciousness are given to you. I sometimes say to myself, let's not look to being happy. Let's look for the moment where we see the truth before our eyes. The truth that we are fallen. This is how you can chant. Why is this the mood to chant? See, when you chant, Krishna will come because he is identical with his holy names. But if you commit aparad, apa means not and rad means satisfaction, that means offenses, then you may have called Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but Krishna just doesn't come to you because he is not satisfied with you. So only someone who is in that mood of need and dissatisfaction, he will be able to chant avoiding the 10 offenses like inattention and so on. Now I must explain to you, this monkey which you see here, it's this, he is a sadhu who has not made it in his last life. I think he fell down with the regulative principles and so on. But he is a good monkey. He's always here and he protects us from other monkeys. He is our protector. He's different from the others. You can know him. He will now take care. There is an intruder who doesn't belong here. So he will take care of him. He is a good friend of mine, and in the night we often sit very close together on the roof, and we chant both. He's alright. He will go back to Godhead after this form. Haribo. See, he wants to participate in the initiation ceremony. Let him stay. Of course, you can never guarantee the monkeys of Vrindavan are a little special. They don't have any psychological predictable pattern. But he's alright. You don't need to, you just have to get to know him. He's always doing these things, you know, listening carefully and pretending he's just a monkey and looking somewhere else, you know. He's a very great soul. Radhe, Radhe. He knows we are talking about him. So, see, there are 10 offenses in chanting the holy name. And when you can chant lifetimes, I want to repeat, not one lifetime, thousands of lifetimes, and Krishna will not come to you as long as you do these aparads and cause dissatisfaction to him. It will be boring for you, it will be a strain. But if you can avoid the aparads, the 10 offenses against the holy name, like inattention, for instance, which is the root cause of all other of offenses, that you're just not there with your mind. If you can do this, Krishna will be in your tongue and on your heart, Ananda Mohini. This is the promise. He is coming like this. But you can only avoid these 10 offenses if you go and dress yourself every morning, Trinarapi, and humility. Make a humility exercise before you chant. Understand that you are a fallen soul and you are in need of Krishna's mercy. And then, humility, you may pretend to humility, but you can't pretend tolerance. It will always show if you are intolerant. Then tolerance is the next dress. Showing respect to others is the third layer, and the fourth is don't expect respects for yourself. If you don't do this, if you don't follow this verse, you will not be able to chant without offenses. And if you do not chant without offenses, you will have no taste in chanting the holy name, because you only pronounce namabhasa. That is, at best, namaparad or namabhasa. Namaparad means totally nothing happens, and namabhasa means you only see the shadow of the holy name. You don't see Krishna, only the shadow. And that is not so satisfying. So, my dear devotees, if you want to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you must learn Trinadapi Sunichena. You must practice it every day. You must make a meditation before you chant, which will bring you into the space so that you chant the holy name and Krishna dances on your tongue. The second element, or the third element, is mantra. You will, those of you who are getting Brahman initiated will get the Gayatri mantras. These mantras are extremely sacred, especially one of those is so sacred that you will feel in your heart, I want to embrace Radha and Krishna. You will feel it after some time. It makes you run after Radha and Krishna. Why do you run after Radha and Krishna? You run to do some service and to touch their lotus feet. Another of these very powerful mantras which you will chant will actually, when you chant it in perfection, give you darshan of Radha and Krishna. It's so sacred, these mantras. It's the Kama Gayatri mantra. No? You will actually get darshan of Radha and Krishna while chanting this mantra. You practice it 3 times a day at the sandhyas, morning, noon, and evening, and you do this for the rest of your life. And these mantras are meditations on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and on the 3 deities, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. And as you chant this every day, this becomes imprinted, like as if you get a stamp whooped on your heart. It's very, very powerful. These mantras will also qualify you to go to Mukunda Datta and say, can I offer an arati to Radha Syam Sundar? He will test you, but maybe he will remember you and give some special mercy. You know, you become qualified to approach Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Just imagine this fortune which you get. If you don't do aparad, if you do and you don't care, then you throw away the jewels into the gutter. But if you do this, great mercy is waiting for you. The last element is Vrindavan Dham. You're getting your, and I mentioned in Gop Kumar's journey, 3 elements were extremely instrumental. Guru Kripa, Naam and Mantra, and then finally Vrindavan Dham. How can we talk about Vrindavan Dham? We can only smear the dust of Vrindavan Dham all over our body, and very humbly say, Vrindavan Dham, you are beyond my comprehension. But there is a meditation of what Vrindavan Dham is given by Prabhurananda Saraswati Thakur, which I do frequently. It says like this, cross the world of the 14 planetary systems. Go through the effulgent light, the Brahman. Pass even the palaces of Vaikuntha, and you will arrive at a mystical lotus. And in this lotus, you will find the divine couple Shri Radha and Krishna, who sit there under a Kalpa Briksha tree on a throne, surrounded by their associates, Lalita and Vishakha, who offer an arati to them. Yeah. Oh, fortunate soul, go there and sing the glories of the divine couple as they are situated in Vrindavan. So in some ways, we are in the same Vrindavan which the scriptures describe as the ultimate goal of the soul. And you're getting here your initiation. Don't forget who you are. You will remain this. It's good for remaining humble, but don't forget the fortune. I once wrote a poem about Vrindavan, which I would like to recite to you. I don't remember exactly the poetry, but I remember the content of the poem. I wrote it many years ago when I sat at the most holy place, Radhakund, and I wrote like this. I'm sitting at the lake of Radha, where the most confidential pastimes of the divine couple take place every day. But all I notice is monkeys quarreling in the distance. You know, there was this the monkey talk. Oh, I'm a blind man in a palace of jewels. You know, so this poem wishes to express that we are in the place of perfection, but we are still a little blinded. And for this, we need to get the blindfold of our eyes. We need a Karuna Vigraha, the form of the mercy pot, the spiritual masters who can guide us. We need desperately the name and the mantra. This will take away our blindness, and then we will walk through Vrindavan and one day notice, I have reached my goal. So all the best for all of you. I want to now request our devotees who are all here, not the initiates, to raise their hands in the sky and to go a little deep into their hearts to find out the good wishes which are there for all the devotees. Close your eyes and loudly bless all the devotees who are taking initiation by saying, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Yes, not just shouting, you have to shout and then somehow put your good wishes in the shouting, and that will go to the devotees, right? And it's a heart activity and a vocal activity. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Krishna, so all of you are now blessed and we will make a photo of all of you before and after, and then you can keep the photo and take inspiration. Also, our human is there, our talented filmmaker, and there will be a video available. It seems best human quality. Hare Krishna. So, thank you all very, very much. And we will now proceed under Mukunda Prabhu's guidance. Gurahari, please put... the name has to be given. Gurahari, give me the beat. I would first like to request our most senior Vaishnavi to come. Our Sindhu, please to come here. Please pay your obeisances here. What are the four rules and regulations? How many rounds do you pledge to chant every day? 60 rounds. Wonderful. So on this auspicious day, in this most auspicious place, I'm very happy to hand you your beads. And your name? Sri Radhika Devi Dasi. See, I didn't disappoint you. Radhe, Radhe, De, De, Si, Radhe, De, De, Si, Radhe, De, De, Si, Radhe. Yeah. There was no other name. It was always clear from the very beginning where I saw you. It is the name. I think the whole of Vrindavan is already calling you Radhe. And you know your wonderful husband is calling you Radhe. So your name is Sri Radhika Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Very happy for both of you. Hare Krishna. Haribo. Our next devotee whom we are requesting to come is coming all the way from Russia. It is very far. I think she had to travel through the Mongolia to come here. Yes, Alia. Yeah. What are the four rules and regulations which you repeat? Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations that you remembered. How many rounds did you do? At least 60 rounds. So your name is also the best name. It is the name of Srimati Radharani, Sukumari Devidasi. So, Kumari, please sit. I had, but please first notice the auspiciousness. Can you hear Prabhupada's voice?
Yeah.
It's really a blessed day, you know. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's not from our, it's not, I didn't manage this or plan this, you know. He has come on his own in his sound vibration. Can you hear? This is really wonderful. Please don't go. So Kumari means, of course, a young girl, and Sukumari means like so very, very beautiful, very, very tender. And although Olya, you are still, you are now a grown up person, I hope that your heart will always remain tender and soft and young, and you will do your seva of caring for others in Russia. I had made the vow to not give initiations to anyone in Russia because I thought I would never go, and I had expressed this to Sukumari also, but she never believed me, and she was right in the end. There is another devotee couple, but it's really Sukumari who, with her tenderness and her wonderful Vaishnavi quality, broke a stone heart from Germany, you know, to pieces. And I so Sukumari, we wish you all the best. The last is first initiation is Bhakta Paul, please to come. Also, his very qualified wife is here. Our Ananda Mohini, where? Here, with a photo camera. What are the four rules and regulations? No problem. This is the excitement of the moment. It is all right. Yes. Yes, every day. Mm-hmm. Good. So, your name is the best name. Your name is Prem Kishore. Prem Kishore, this is Prem, please sit down. Prem Kishore, I think I will chant this for the rest of my life. Prem means, of course, love, and Kishore is our Krishna, who is a beautiful young boy full with Prem. Prem Kishore. It is Krishna who, with his as a Kishore, as a young, humorous boy who caught you. I will never ever forget Prem Kishore's fascinating story. he used to serve in New Zealand, and go after the most favorable wave. And one day, he comes with his surfing board out of the ocean, and he sees on a rock Ananda Mohini eating out of a cooking pot. She had just cooked her prepared cooking pot, isn't it? Ananda Mohini is full of bliss, and so she was there on her world tour. Krishna conscious world tour. She was a fantastic devotee. She had finished her pedagogic study at the university, which was too much boring for her, but she had finished it, and then she needed some life. She needed to see the world. In Krishna consciousness, she visited the temple and the devotees and so on. So she was heavily sitting on a rock at the bank of the ocean, and Prem Kishore was caught in the net of Krishna's arrangement. And she preached to him, and both of them are wonderful devotees. You just have to talk to them to find out exactly how very creative they are preaching in New Zealand with the devotees there, and many wonderful creative ideas they have, and Prem Kishore and Ananda Mohini. What a combination. Wonderful. So this was Krishna's arrangement, a little playful. But it worked. So let us again say with great happiness in our heart, Go Premanandi! Hari Hari Bo! Hare Krishna. There will be three devotees who will be getting second initiation. Actually, there are other initiations also, which I personally feel happen when something really becomes clear in your heart. Then that's the third and fourth, let me say, beginning of something new in your life, but they are not technically called initiations, so therefore let us not invent a name like this. But second initiations will be given to Mangala and Tushta Krishna, who are sitting there already glowing with Brahma Tejas for strength of the Brahmanas, and Banu Nandini will also obtain her second initiation today. You will take part in the ceremony now, which is your yagya, and then afterwards I will request you to come up into my room, and there I will give you the mantras. Yes? So please be there with the yagya with full strength, and we are very happy that Banu Nandini's sister is also with us today, Syamasaki, who will give the blessings. We want to think on this day also, we want to think of Radha Priya and Basim, the parents of Syamasaki, and Banu Nandini and their brother Haris. We want to think of all of them, and we want to pray for them that the blessings of the sacred event where their daughter and sister is getting second initiation will be, that some of the benefit will travel in their direction also. We should think in gratitude of them. Good. So I'm done, and as Mukunda said, I hope I was not too long, but what to do? I'm just so happy. And when you're happy, it's very difficult to control the tongue. So what I wanted to explain really is that this initiation is a journey And by three elements, Guru, Naam and Mantra, and the blessings of Vrindavan Dham and Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani, you will without any doubt become successful and develop pure love of Krishna in this lifetime. It is without any doubt, it is said in the scriptures. And I'm very happy because I don't consider myself very qualified, but this is happening because of the mercy of Giriraj. So your case is, but don't become proud. No, don't do aparad. Then everything goes shoop, gone. But the chance is there. The door has opened. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Shri Radhakanaya Lala ki jai. The mercy of Govinda Kund ki. Gopal ki jai. Oh, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Yeah.